Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 121 for August 7th, 2006. X-Play 2. And now, get ready for Dick! Once again, the dewy lawn is sparkling in the sun. The birds are singing. The trees are marching down Fifth Avenue. It's the annual Ent Parade. Time for the Daily GizWiz. It seems like there's a parade every weekend in Manhattan, Dick DiBartolo.
There is a parade every weekend in Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. There's always somebody celebrating something.
And there's always a street fair. It's so funny. One Saturday, it's on this side of Broadway, and then the next Saturday, it's on the other side of Broadway. And it's sort of like, it's the same people. They just live across
moving across the street. But that's one thing that's fun about New York in the summer is lots of street fairs.
Lots of street fairs.
Do they have lots one in your neighborhood?
Absolutely, right up the corner.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I remember the one time I visited you.
Yeah.
And we went for a boat ride and stuff. And then I was walking home. And it was the sweetest thing because it's just a row of brownstones. And I'm walking home. And I don't remember what street it was. But it was, you know, it's up in the high, whatever, 80s. And there's a little girl sitting on her stoop selling lemonade. And it was the cutest thing. I mean, in New York City. I did. And her mother came down the steps and what really checked me out, make sure I wasn't about to abduct her daughter. But so it's a little different in New York, but it was kind of cute. I mean, the kids can still do that kind of thing in New York City.
Oh, no, it's great. And I, the next day I saw the post. It said, elderly man gives fake money to little girl selling lemonade.
So elderly? They call me elderly?
Well, to that little girl.
Yeah, she thought I was elderly.
She thought you were elderly.
It wasn't fake. It was Canadian.
Oh, okay. I like Canadian money. I love all those colors.
It's very pretty, yeah. Look, that's what the girl said. This is pretty money.
Right. And you said, and that's worth 10 times American money.
Exactly.
That's what annoyed the mother. Said, could I get change in American? This Canadian dollar is worth 100 American.
$100.
So just
give
me all your money. Tell your mommy that you need $99.
See, it's got a picture of the queen on it, and it's purple. It's very beautiful. Kids do love it. It's beautiful money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Does the Mad Magazine's kind of in the Times Square neighborhood, yeah?
Oh, we're on 53rd and Broadway.
So there's probably no street fair down there.
No. What are you kidding? But, you know, Mad made Mad Money once for a Mad special.
Really?
And those currency changes were just coming into use.
Right.
And they were not very good.
Uh-oh.
And it turned out you could put mad money
That's bad.
In one of those currency changes and get real money back.
Well, that's really bad.
And it was very bad because the FBI showed up.
Came to you because it has Alfred E. Newman on it.
Yeah, the FBI showed up at MAD knocking on Gaines's office and saying, do you know how illegal what you did is? And
oh, come on.
Well, they told Bill that they wanted the original artwork that produced these fake bills in the magazine. And Bill said, listen, I will give you my solemn word that I will never run Mad Money again, but I don't give up my original artwork. And so they let him keep the artwork.
You can't. Come on. Just because the bill changers are so bad. The question is, can you give this bill to a store clerk and he can tell the difference?
I think so.
Yeah, it has Alfred E. Newman on it.
It's not an attempt
to counterfeit. They should go see the bill changers. That's the guys who should get in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is our gadget for today?
Our gadget for today is, and I rarely, if ever, do software. But this solved a problem, and I'm laying myself wide open here. Okay, it's called X-Play 2. What it does is it lets you get music out of your iPod. Now, I didn't realize you can only copy music to an iPod.
Yes.
And I have a bunch of iPods, and I wanted to copy music, and I don't have the source of it anymore because the computer that had all these old songs on that I got rid of.
So your iPod was the only copy of all of this music.
Exactly. And I wanted to get it out of one iPod to put into my new iPod. And I suddenly realized, wait a minute, this can't be done.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And so I was walking around. Oh, no, it was at C3, this thing over at the Javits Center, and was talking to someone at CompuServe, and they said, we sell software. I mean, it's not theirs exclusively. It's called X-Play 2.
Yeah, it's from Mediafore. It's a wonderful program.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You use it?
I don't. There are free. I'm not gonna spoil your gadget here. But there are free solutions that will do this. The thing that's cool about Mediafore software is what they do is they make it possible for Windows to see Mac drives. So if you have a Mac formatted iPod, in fact, until they came out with iPods for Windows, this was the only way you could use an iPod on a Windows machine.
Yeah, that's the other neat thing about this. And why do you think they don't let you get music out of an iPod? Is it part of
piracy?
Piracy.
If you think about it, that's, you know, a 60 gig iPod is the ultimate piracy vehicle. You bring it over to your friends and you say, "Yeah, take my files off of this."
Oh, I see.
So the truth is, they don't make it that hard either. There are a lot of programs like Snooty, S-E-N-U-T-I, which is iTunes backwards. Isn't that funny? And Snooty will copy your iTunes for you. There's a iPod Share. There are a lot of programs that'll do this. But Mediafore is more than just that. In fact, X-Play, which I'm sorry, I keep calling it Mediafore. That's the company. X-Play 2 is really actually an iTunes replacement, basically.
Yeah,
and it really is neat. They do,
and it's not bad. It's under $30.
Yep. And it lets you read Mac discs on a PC.
Yeah,
which I like.
And since you like it, I like it. Since we have a minute here, I'm just going to do another piece of mail. And, this guy has, let me just find this thing. He has such a good idea for a podcast.
Oh, just what I need.
An idea for us
to do
a podcast on.
My doctor has actually informed me I cannot start another podcast.
How many podcasts do you do?
I've lost count, which is one of the reasons he said I can't do anymore. I think I do 7 myself, and I appear on a couple more. So it's quite a few. It's far too many. And the thing is, I find myself doing them constantly. I get no time off. Well, I'm always doing a podcast.
I think the problem is that you, like when you came down to the boat, you said, hi, Dick, how you doing? And now what are we looking at over here?
Here's another podcast.
Going up the Hudson now. I go, Leo, put your hand down. There's no mic in it.
Oh, well, there is everywhere I go now. I carry microphones and recorders with me. I'm not kidding. I always have a recorder with me because you never know when you might be doing
a
podcast.
Okay, well, next week I have a podcast gadget that you're going to freak out
over. Oh, good.
That's all I'm going to say. Okay, but anyway, Billy D. Spelchin. S-P-E-L-C-H-A-N said, why don't you
guys...
sounds
like a Mad Magazine name if I ever...
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It does. Probably the way I pronounce it is a Mad Magazine.
Everything you say now sounds like it's Mad Magazine. That's
Mad
true.
Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
But he wants us to do, and we will, and Things I Hate About Gadgets podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And he started it off by saying, the thing I hate most are gadgets that do not have an off switch.
Yes.
While the theory of being always connected is on, like a cable modem or a wireless router, being able to turn off things that aren't needed is nice, especially since they seem to get very hot.
You are absolutely... Billy B. Strachan.
S-P-E-L-C-H-A-N. How do you pronounce it?
Spahan. You're... Spahan. You're absolutely right.
I knew that you would know.
Yeah,
Spahan.
Yes, I know. I can pronounce... Give me a name. I can pronounce it. Spahan. Maybe not right, but I can... But I agree with him. In fact, remember we talked about the Audrey last week? That was also one of the things people complained about with the Audrey. It had an on-off switch, but if it hung, you couldn't turn it off. It had no reset button. You had to unplug it. So
and he says,
I agree.
The thing that annoys him most is his calculator that powers it off in 3 minutes if you don't use it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not so bad. Things that shut off automatically after a time limit, they don't bother me.
I think all calculators do that, though, a little bit.
Yeah. Things that have no off switch. I mean, like, I make DVDs maybe once a month. My DVD burner has no off switch.
It doesn't.
It does
not. What would happen if you turned it off?
I don't think anything, because once I just unplugged it.
It's the same thing. I think that people think that we love everything, and we only do gadgets Dick likes. So negative reviews. But I think once in a while, things that as a category that we really don't like would probably be a very good idea.
Yeah. No, I think same. Dick at gizwiz.com. You can just put the subject line, things I hate. And don't make it a long. Just say, you know what I hate, Dick? I hate yada, 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 yada.
You know what I hate? I hate podcasts that go on way too long. That's what
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, we can solve that. Be here.
No, I wasn't done yet.
Okay.
No, actually, this podcast is never long enough. Many people say that.
I know.
They want more.
They want more.
Do go to Dick's website, gizwizbiz.com. That's where you can play the What the Heck Is It contest, brand
new.
And
it's August, so we have a new thing. And last month, by the way, I am so glad that on July 1st, I added just 36 winners for the right Gizmo. It was a device to carry shopping bags, but it turns out that there are about 50 companies making very similar devices.
Oh, so people knew.
So tons of people knew. We're sending Mads to 36 winners, and
you think you got many more than 36?
I think I got more than at least 100 correct answers.
But, you know, I'm looking at it, or I did look at it, and I would have no idea. I thought it was a priest's collar. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, it was very funny. We got priest's collar, some very funny stuff, a vampire denture holder.
It's not obvious, but apparently people have seen it, and so they go, they know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Okie dokie, sir. We are going to be back tomorrow. It's Turn the Table Tuesday.
Oh, Turn the Table Tuesday. Our very first in a long series
of
5,000.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Turn the Table Tuesdays.
This is where you get to mock me for my gadget tastes.
No, I'm going to be very fair and impartial, but I think what you have tomorrow sucks.
I haven't even told you yet.
I know. I'm just gearing up. I'm just gearing up.
All right. Well, folks, we will see you next time on The Daily Gizwiz, one of two podcasts that makes its own gravy.
Or the only podcast that makes its own lumpy gravy.
There we go. To Dick, I say Tuvalu.
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 Okay, and I will be here tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.